here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, August 15th, 2013. It's the birthday of Sir Walter Scott, born in Edinburgh, Scotland, in 1771, one of the most influential novelists of all time. He is responsible for many famous phrases, including "blood is thicker than water" and "oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." It's the birthday of Thomas de Quincey, born in Manchester, England, a friend for a while of the romantic poets Wordsworth and Coleridge. De Quincey was a well-known essayist, his work appearing in many popular periodicals, but he's best known as the author of Confessions of an English Opium Eater, the first drug addiction memoir, which greatly influenced later generations of bohemian writers from Charles Baudelaire to William S. Burroughs. De Quincey began using opium at a time when it was perfectly legal, a common painkiller sold in liquid form as laudanum. But later in life, he became hopelessly addicted. In the memoir, he vividly describes the joys and the sufferings produced by the drug. It's the birthday of food critic Julia Child, born in Pasadena in 1912. She grew up as a tomboy, never cooked a thing. She grew to be more than 6 feet tall, and at college, she thought she'd become a basketball star. She eventually changed her mind, tried to write a novel, but that didn't work out either. During the Second World War, she got a job with the Office of Strategic Service and hoped to become a spy, but instead, she worked as a file clerk. She got to know her future husband, Paul Child, in China, and they both became obsessed with Chinese cuisine. When they both got back to the United States, they married, and she started taking cooking lessons. She later said, "I was 32 when I started cooking. Up until then, I just ate." And it's the birthday of Mary Jo Salter, born in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a highly regarded formalist poet. She works with rhyme and meter rather than free verse, crafting quatrains and sonnets and villanelles. She's published several poetry collections, including A Kiss in Space, Open Shutters, and Phone Call to the Future. And here's a poem by Mary Jo Salter called Erasers. As punishment, my father said, the nuns would send him and the others out to the schoolyard with the day's erasers. Punishment? The pounding symphony of padded cymbals clapped together at arm's length overhead, a snow of vanished alphabets and numbers powdering their noses until they sneezed and laughed out loud at last, was more than remedy. It was reward for all the hours they'd sat without a word, except for passing notes, and straight, or near enough, in front of starched black-and-white Sister Martha, like a conductor raising high her chalk baton, the only one who got to talk. Whatever did she teach them? And what became of all those other boys, poor sinners, who had made a joyful noise? My father likes to think, at 75, not of the white-on-black chalkboard from whose crumbled negative those days were never printed, but of word clouds where unrecorded voices gladly forgot themselves. And that he still can say so, though all the lessons, most of the names, and he doesn't spell this out, it must be half the boys themselves who grew up and dispersed as soldiers, husbands, fathers, now are dust. Erasers, a poem by Mary Jo Salter from her collection Open Shutters, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry App, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.